The sound you're hearing is the sound that was recorded on the first tape recorder of the four tape recorders that are involved in making the sound installation work called hearing aid. It's a metronome, so in a way what you're hearing has very little connection with the kind of sound that the CCMC produces. There is practically never any regular tempo or rhythm in the CCMC's music. And I chose for a hearing aid, which was done first in 74, I think. I chose the metronome in a way that I think is illustrated a little bit in the sound here. One aspect of the metronome is that its regularity makes what I thought of as a frame as close to a temporal sound frame as I can imagine or could imagine. In other words, because of its regularity, things that are irregular are framed by it, or given a are placed within a space because of the regularity of the repetition. Now, one of the things about hearing aid is that it's made by recording, first of all, the sound of the metronome, and then on a second tape recorder, which is a little bit further away, the sound of the metronome and the previous recording of that metronome and other sound are recorded on this second tape recorder. And then a little bit further away, the sum of the playback of the second tape recorder and the first recorder and the metronome. There goes a car. Are recorded on a third, and then the metronome, first tape recorder, second tape recorder, and third tape recorder are played back together. And a fourth recording is made, which is made from even further away. But to go back to the first recording and what I was trying to say about the frame that it provides, when I'm recording the sound for hearing aid, I don't try to stop all other sounds and make it a neat recording of just the metronome. As you can hear, I think, in this particular one, there's a little noise from someone moving something. While the rest of the installation of an exhibition might be going on, there's something that's been put down, perhaps, a box or something like that, and then here. This particular installation was done in a place that was adjacent to traffic, so occasionally you can hear cars and hear footsteps of people working on the installation or on other installations that were going on at the same time in the same space. So one of the things is that the first recording will trap such things as that, and then they get played back and re-recorded on the second tape recorder, and so on. And since they are played out of phase, that is, the four tape recorders, not only do you have rhythms which are quite varied, produced by a lot of talking, only do you have rhythms that are extremely varied, but it has also the repetition of the initial sound. Like, for example, if there is a very, very hard percussive sound in the first one, it'll get picked up in the second, and it'll ricochet across the four of them, but it'll degrade because you're just recording in the air, and each subsequent recording has less precision to it. So what's happening is a transference of sounds, and of course in the piece itself is an architectural spatial thing in a way too, because there's a pool of sound around each tape recorder that is different the closer you get to its source, that is the particular tape recorder. Whereas when you, whoa, that was a big sound. Whereas when you enter, you enter at the end where the fourth tape recorder is. It's a very, very thick, big, confused sound which contains these beats, and the beats become more and more isolated as you walk into the space or get closer to the tape recorders. Now I'm going to put on the second tape recording that was made at this particular installation in Lethbridge in 1980, and we'll see if we can see what happens to some of the things that that occurred, and also we'll see the kind of phasing rhythm that happens by recording one thing against another thing. A lot of things wrong with it. I hadn't played it before, and so this is the second one from Lethbridge, but there's something wrong with the tape, and there apparently were problems in the recording as there's some changes in volume. So they're not supposed to be those changes in volume, and it's a very mysterious distortion on the tape. Let me just I'll stop and skip to tape number 3 to show the accumulation and see if that tape's less distorted. Thank you. that didn't have the flaws that we just heard. Because this is the third one, and you can actually hear some of the things that were captured in the first one that have carried over with a lot of echo into the third tape.
Thank you.
factor of the words that relates to this, I think, is working on the sound in my films. I'm really very interested in sound image relations as a very specific area of cinema.
Thank you.